All right, let's bring in Jim Barr, former pitcher for the San Francisco Giants and a pitching guru up in Sacramento. And, of course, Jim, you still playing up there?
No, after my shoulder surgery a couple of years ago, I kind of felt my days were limited, so I limit myself now to 45 feet and throwing batting practice.
All right, very good. All right, Jim Barr with us. Great career as a San Francisco Giant, one of the toughest pitchers around. Jim, it's August, and boy, pitchers, everyone's hurting a little bit. Matt Cain goes today. He has been very inconsistent in the flexor tendon injury, the bone chips, the ankle. Giants need him big today. What do you see with Jim Matt Cain?
Well, with Matt, the one thing, you know, when I watch him and Vogie also, is to me, it's they have good stuff, and sometimes they can be real good. And I think the days where they struggle a little bit, it's because not because of their breaking balls or anything like that. I think they just have a tendency to start getting the ball up a little bit. They have the speed. They just get the ball up a little bit, and their pitches become a little too hittable. So I'm not a guy that likes to predict how someone will do, but I like to say, I think if a guy can do this, do that, like I think with Cain, the key thing to him is he can nibble, he can hit the corners and so forth. I think the key with him is just keeping the ball down.
I agree. Jim Barr with us. Jim, on Monday he threw 80 pitches and got 3 swings and misses. Does that disturb you at all?
No, not at all. Because, I mean, every pitcher goes through either a club or a period where it seems like every time you pitch, they hit the ball. They either foul it off or they hit it. I had one game in Chicago one time where I can remember where they never swung and missed one pitch.
Okay.
They either fouled it off or put it in play. And so it was like, and I still won the game. So it's not so much that. It's just certain clubs, you know, are going to be a little more aggressive. And because they're going to be aggressive, you don't want to get into what I call predictable, counts where, you know, pretty much a fastball is going to come with a 3-1 count, especially if you've been throwing a lot of pitches, you're not getting your breaking ball over. That's a predictable count. So when you start getting into those kind of, a lot of those counts, then not good things are going to happen.
All right, Jim Barr with us. And I've noticed this year, we do this every weekend when I do the by the numbers. First pitch hitting. And for pitchers, Matt Cain, first pitch, 7 for 15 off him. Kyle Hendricks, 18 for 53 off him. Jim, I look at the best pitchers in baseball. First pitch hitting, hitters hit it. They're putting the ball in play. Posey does it all the time. If you're a pitcher and you know Posey's swinging at that first pitch, what do you do?
Well, I mean, if you're I was a control pitcher, so I could afford myself to definitely go for my pitch, a corner pitch or something like that, because I knew I could have the ability to come back and hopefully throw a strike after that or the third pitch after that. But if you're someone who doesn't really nibble great, and by that I mean, I think Vogelsong is one guy where he's got the stuff and everything, but he nibbles. I think he nibbles not so much, I hate to say too much, but when he does and then he's not getting it, then when he does throw a strike, it's too hittable. And so I think when you get guys that swing first pitch a lot, you have to have confidence, hey, I'm going to put the ball where I want it, and I'm going to have the confidence to get you out on this pitch, and then you start pitching. But when you're, you know, like I've said before, and you've mentioned it too, when you're hoping, when you're pitching and hoping, you're pitching defensively right there, and you can't pitch that way in Wrigley Field.
Boy, looking at these hitters, though, boy, they like to hit that first pitch. And knowing that, maybe move them off the plate, throw one a little bit on the belt inside or something to let them know you know what's going on.
Well, in today's game with power, I like the inside pitch. I think if more guys, especially when you have power, because then that just opens it up so much more for any kind of an off-speed pitch, that if you can pitch with the power inside and get that guy thinking just a little bit inside, and it just has to be for a split second on his heels, now you open up that outer half, you make your off-speed pitch a little bit better. But when he knows you're not going to pitch very effectively inside and you're struggling a little bit with the fastball for other points, now they can pick and choose what pitch they want to swing at now.
Yeah, well, we see it. As I say, first pitch hitting, Posey does it all the time, and I'm seeing so many more hitters doing it, which is fine. You're getting a good pitch to hit, so I think the pitchers have to adjust. Let's see what Kane does today with that, and even with Kyle Hendricks. We'll see how they do with first pitch swinging. We'll see what happens.
I think Kane just keeping the ball down in the zone.
You're
he'll
right.
have a good day.
Yeah, that's the issue. You know, and he's a guy who never pitches that way, really. He's always been a guy that likes to pitch around the belt or a little bit up, but he can't do that anymore.
No. Sometimes you've got to, you know, from year to year, or from how you feel from one start to another, sometimes you just have to make minor adjustments to how you're going to pitch that day. And some days it's just concentrating more down. It's not throwing better pitches that they can't hit. It's just keeping the ball down. Let them hit it. Let them hit it on the ground. I mean, they might get two base hits on the ground, but all it takes is that one guy to hit one on the ground at somebody, and you got a double play.
Oh, and they do that so well. Jim, Wrigley Field, man, did they move the fences in? It just, I mean, Crawford the other night, I mean, going the other way. Fowler yesterday, my goodness, if you put the bat on the ball and you put it on the sweet spot, it's gone. How did you even pitch in Wrigley?
Well, there were times where you thought a lot about how am I going to pitch according to the conditions today in Wrigley. But the majority of time you have to just say, okay, it's another start. Naturally, if the wind's blowing hard in, you don't have to worry so much about being bad up in the zone so much. But then there again, if you're up in the zone, a guy can still hit a line drive base hit to the outfield or hit it hard through the infield. So you still got to keep the ball down whether the wind's blowing in or blowing out. But I think the key to pitching, I mean, look at the distances. It's still a normal field. It's not so much smaller than any other field. It just at certain times the ball carries a little bit more, but it gives you that perception with the fans being right on top of you. It gives you that perception that the field is smaller, so therefore you're starting to pitch accordingly, throwing certain pitches that normally you don't throw in certain situations. It's the same for both teams. So you just go out there, pitch your game, and you just hope, okay, so let's take what happens. You know, I shuffle the cards, and here's what it's going to be. And you just take your lumps that day. If you're getting the ball up, you just hope they're not carrying out that day. And you can't really try to pitch too defensively, saying, well, let's see, the wind's blowing out today, so I got to do this, I got to do that. And you're not that type of a pitcher. Now you're going to be pitching behind in counts.
Yeah, can't let it get in your head. Jim Barr with us. Always a pleasure to talk baseball with you. Boy, they've had games there, 23-22, Mike Schmidt and all. I mean,
yep.
We haven't seen that. Maybe these two pitching staffs are good enough to stay away from that. What do you think about the Giants in general, the way they're playing right now? And again, with 53 more to go, they're chasing the Cubs a little bit now in this wild card thing and the Pirates. Dodgers still three ahead. Kershaw didn't have a good game last night and a very big game for the Dodgers last night. How do you like the Giants as they sit here today?
I think they're swinging the bats good. I mean, yeah, they have days where, they only get two runs. They don't seem to swing it as good as they did maybe two or three days previous. But, you know, that's the game. That's what's going to happen. So you can't expect them to go out there every day and get that, although we'd like them to, but it's just not going to happen. So I like their defense. I like the fact that they have a few options coming off the bench. The guys on the bench are the key. Because we know the guys playing in the field, you're pretty much your everyday starters. We know pretty much what they're going to do on a consistent basis. But you start, like you said, you get down to August, you get down to September, it's hotter weather. Sometimes it's nice to get that day off. And if you have a guy off the bench, it can come in and adequately fill in, you know, get a hit, play good defense, make a productive out, whatever it might be, but you don't really drop off a whole lot. That's a key because you're really going to need those guys this time of year.
You know, I do a lot of reading about baseball, and I read something the other day that the big-time players maybe don't always stand up to the pressure because they're always in the spotlight, and pitchers are trying to get hitters out, and hitters are going after pitchers. So sometimes the pitchers concentrate so much on the big guys that the little guys end up beating them down in a stretch race, in a short series, a World Series, whatever. You ever see that happen?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've, even myself have been in that situation where you face different teams where you go so hard after the other guys, and you get a guy go, well, he's not really a home run hitter, you know, and I'm worrying about the next guy up or two guys down the order coming up behind him, don't want this guy to get on base. So you just start making your pitches, and pretty soon you just miss by a little bit, and the guy just gets a base hit. So now he's on base, and you go, okay, here we go. You know, and things like that can happen that fast.
It's great. I love it. I love that part of the game. All right, outfield defense. Now, you played with some very good outfielders behind you, and Gary Maddux, one of the best. Angel Pagan is struggling. Look, we all see it every day. This is not, we're not making stuff up. But he's out there, and as a pitcher, is it frustrating to see balls maybe hitting a wall that an outfielder should get, or a looping ball in center field that maybe someone should cut off, and having this issue? And I don't know why the Giants really, why they don't deal with it, but what about the pitcher on the mound when he sees this happen?
Well, I mean, yes, frustration can get in there, but the one thing that I think is very important, especially to the team chemistry, is you're all pulling together. I mean, I don't want them thinking something about me when I give up a home run or give up a double when I shouldn't to someone who I shouldn't give up. So at the same time, when there's a ball hit, I can't really let too much frustration or second guessing get in and go, man, I thought he should have caught that. Because they're trying out there. Everyone's trying to do their best. There's just certain situations that happen that maybe they just didn't see the ball exactly the way they had hoped to. Didn't get that perfect jump. They thought it was going to go, you know, a little bit further, so they didn't bust real hard knowing they could catch it. And then all of a sudden they get one step from the ball and they go, oh, shoot, I could have caught that ball. And so you just don't know exactly what's happening. But I think everybody's playing good. I do think Pagan seems to be, because to me, when I go back and try to remember when he was playing real good, he seemed to play with a little bit more energy. He seemed to have a little bit more energy when he was at bat. And by that, I mean, it didn't matter. He'd take a pitch and you could just sense it. That didn't matter. He knows he's going to take a good swing at the next one and something's good going to happen. But yet it just doesn't seem to be quite that energetic that I've seen now in the last week or two. So I know he's still hurting a little bit with the knees or the back. So you just hope, well, it's getting better. He's going to have one of those days where things happen and it gets him into a better frame of mind, no matter what the situation might be.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I watch it and I see 6-for-40 and he's not playing great defense. Why not put Blanco in? It's beyond me. And I realize chemistry and, you know, this is the guy, but I don't know. At this time of year, you hate to give an out away or anything else, so we'll see.
Yeah, this time of year, it's tough to do that. You got every game counts double now.
Yeah, why give outs away? How do you like Posey? You've watched his career, and I always said if he wants to go up the middle or to right field, he'll hit 400. He may hit 400 the way he's hitting the ball. I mean, he is just locked in. It's really really a pleasure to watch him every day. And what about his defense? His defense has been unbelievable, too.
Yeah, when you watch a guy like that hit, I mean, that's a typical guy there. When you're pitching to him, you say, I've got to make a pitch here knowing that, not knowing that I'm going to get him out, but just hoping that he doesn't hit the ball. He's guessing in the same place and hit it real hard. So, because you know he's going to hit it. So you just got to keep, like I said, the guy's going to hit the ball, so keep it down and hope he hits it right at somebody. Because you're not going to really make him look bad. You're not going to go, you can't go up there with the idea, well, I'm going to strike him out. I'm going to go up there and throw a pitch to a spot where he can't hit it real hard. And you just take your chances because he's swinging the bat so good right now. I mean, I'm impressed watching him. Sometimes he hits the ball and he's leaned out way over the plate. Looks like he hits it off the end of the bat, and the outfielder is going back and catching it on the track. I'm going, wow, that ball went that far. That just tells you how strong he is and how much hands he gets into it. And then the next at bat, he rips one inside. So as a pitcher, you go, man, I fooled him outside and he still hit it to the track. I pitch him inside and he's hitting it hard. So that's what I mean. With a guy like that swinging like that, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. Lester had him on his front foot, and he almost hit the ball out in left field yesterday.
Yeah.
I think it was his first at bat. One last thing for you, Jim Barr. Always a pleasure. I really love talking baseball with you. I know the fans enjoy it, too. Hunter Pence. Do you ever play with a player like Hunter Pence with the energy and just the kind of guy he is?
You know, the only guy I can relate to similar to Hunter Pence, I can't remember playing with anybody like that, although to me, Mays was like that. The little bit of time I had with Mays, he was like that. But, again, that was only a few months. But the only guy I can relate to that reminds me of Hunter Pence was Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Pete Rose went out there every day. It didn't matter if he hit a little dribbler or what, or even playing third base. And we all said that Pete Rose only had average ability. But he had great hand-eye coordination. If you pitched him in, he could pull the ball. If you pitched him away, he could make good contact the other way. On defense, he only had an average arm, but he put himself in a great position, had great footwork to where he could get off a good throw, but he only had average arm, but he hustled on everything he did. And when you see a guy playing like that, it's fun to watch, whether he's on the other team or your team. Hopefully he's on your team.
Wow.
But that's what's enjoyable about watching the game, is you see guys that are just busting themselves and that they're enjoying it too.
Well, great time for baseball. Really, every day now, it's a great story. Every game is meaningful. Jim, thanks for coming on as always. I look forward to seeing you down at the ballpark.
All right, Marty, I appreciate it. And I hope to see you too.
Yeah, boy, that's Jim Barr. Great baseball. Boy, a tough pitcher. And he knows the game. He still has it really together. All right.